But we enjoyed the song, and I guess Sister Vestal Goodman probably made that song popular, and it has a great meaning. I would like to invite your attention to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews for my lesson today. I'd like to begin reading at verse 8. And I'll read down through verse 14. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Now, let me read a couple of more verses. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Now that's my lesson for today. I'm sorry about the mistakes that I might have made, but I pray that God will bless the reading of his word and that it'll be for our good and for his honor and glory. There's a song we sing occasionally that says, I'm going that way. And the verses said, I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful love, a place that is wondrously fair. And the song continues to say, I'm going that way. I'm headed in that direction, and I'm going that way. And I read this passage of Scripture, and I thought about that song. And so I'm going to use as my subject title for today, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. I want you to pray for me. I really do need your prayers this morning. I want to emphasize several words from this lesson that I read in your hearing. They're very important. I want you that have not yet experienced the wonderful salvation that comes from the Lord, I want you to listen very carefully this morning, because I hope to be able to help you. The Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith. And the same Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I think sometimes people kind of shut out the preaching, you know, of the Lord. And they try to stay busy doing something while the preaching's going on, so that it don't affect them. But if you ever get saved, the gospel's going to have an effect upon you. It's going to cause you to see your lost and ruined condition and see your need of calling upon the Lord for salvation. So I want you to listen very carefully today as I try to speak to you. I want to start out with Abraham. Now, Abraham was a sinner. He lived in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was a place of idol worship. That was a land of idolatry. But thanks be unto God, he did for Abraham the same thing that he did for me. In the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, we read these words, that the God of glory appeared unto Abraham while he was down in Mesopotamia. He had an experience with God, and God spoke to his heart personally. This was a personal experience. God spoke to Abraham personally, and he said, Abraham, I want you to get up and get out of this country, and I want you to go to a place that I will afterward show you. And so the Bible said that Abraham, by faith, when he was called to go out of his place where into a place that he should after receive for an inheritance. And so Abraham obeyed. That's what the Bible says. He obeyed. And he went out not knowing where he was going, just knowing that God had called him to go to a place where that he would afterward receive a foreign inheritance. And so he departed. Genesis 12 and 4 says that he departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And he obeyed, following God's instructions. And so it's important when God speaks to you that you listen. And it's important that as he draws you, you know, the Bible says that in the language of Jesus, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me draw him. And so as the Lord draws you, you need to follow him. You need to just get up from whatever you're doing, and you need to start your journey toward the Lord. And I found that when you start toward him, that he'll start toward you. I like that passage of Scripture in the 15th chapter of the book of Luke about the prodigal son. When he realized, you know, that he was in a desperate condition. Desperate condition. That's still not the word I was searching for. But he was desperate. He had spent all of his living. He had nothing. He had wasted his life up to that point. And he had nothing. And there was nothing left for him to do but to humble himself and to go back to his father and ask forgiveness for the way that he had lived. And so that's what he did. He said, I will arise and go to my father. And I will say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm not worthy to be called a son. Just make me a servant. But the interesting thing about it is that when the young man started back toward home, that his father saw him. He was looking for him. And he ran to meet him. I think that's really a picture of the attitude of God toward lost people. When they rise and they start toward Him, He'll start toward them. And He will meet them. And when He does, He will meet them in love. And He will forgive their sins. Oh yes, you have to repent of your sins. You have to ask God for forgiveness. Because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there is none good, no, not one. There is none that doeth righteousness. And so you have to repent of your sins. And this young man did that very thing. When he met his father, and his father fell on his neck, and he hugged him, and he kissed him. And the boy began to say, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm not worthy to be a son. Just make me a servant." And you know, the father freely forgave him. And that's the way God is. When sinners come to God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and they lay it all on the line before God, and they truly repent, honest with God, and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive and God will save. So that's what Abraham did. You know, he obeyed the voice of the Lord. He followed the instructions that God gave to him. Now, a lot of people follow the instructions that men give to them. But I say it's important that you dismiss what men say and you follow the directions the Holy Spirit gives you, because the Holy Spirit will bring you to Jesus and you'll know that you've been with Jesus. So he obeyed and he walked by faith. Now, faith. Let's talk about faith for just a minute. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." And so what that, you know, that may be kind of hard to understand from a natural standpoint, that language, those specific words. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But what that really means is this: trust God's word and God's voice to make real what He has promised. You know, if you come to God in faith, you know, it will make real to you the things that God has promised and the thing that you're really seeking for. I'm preaching today that salvation is real. I'm saying there's something you can feel. It's something you can know about beyond any shadow of a doubt. Your approach to God has to be in faith. You have to believe. You have to believe God's word and believe God will do what He said He would do. And you have to trust Him to do it. And so that's why I said that means trusting God's word to make real what He has promised. And He will. He'll make it real. Now, the Bible said Abraham sojourned in this land where he went to. He was there temporarily. Now, that wasn't his final destination. That was just a part of his life's journey that he experienced after he met the Lord. And you know, the Bible does say that Abraham is the father of the faithful. Now, that don't mean that he is necessarily that he is the father of those who faithfully do what the Lord said. But that means that he is the father of them who have faith. Abraham obeyed God, and his faith was counted to him for righteousness. It was given to him. Righteousness was imputed to him. The Lord forgave his sins, and he made him a child of God. And he is the father of all those who have faith. We trust in the Lord, and the Lord saves us by His grace. Verse 8 tells us this, that while he was waiting, you know, Of course, the land of Canaan was a promise to Abraham, but more than that, to his descendants. But more than that, my friend, this had even a greater, far-reaching meaning than just the land that he lived in during his lifetime. This promise that God made to him, he promised him a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And he promised him an inheritance in that city. And so I want you to notice now, in verse 8, it said that Abraham, when he was called, went out into a place which he should afterward receive for inheritance. And he obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. And by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. That is, he lived there as a stranger, as in a strange country. That was a strange land to him, where he was at. And he dwelt in tabernacles. He dwelt in tents along with Isaac and Jacob. And the Bible said the heirs with him of the same promise. I want to say today you could be an heir of the same promise. You could be an heir of the promise that God made to Abraham. You can have an inheritance in a heavenly country. You can have an inheritance in that heavenly city that Jesus said, I go to prepare for you. Now listen what he said. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now while he was living in this world, he lived in tents. And this signifying that this world was not his home. That land down there is not the ultimate place that he was looking for. I'll tell you, we've had a wonderful country in America. And it's the country has been good to us. We've had religious liberty, and we've had freedom, and we've had many blessings that the greater part of the world has not experienced. But that's not our ultimate home. I tell you, our home is on the other side. So he said, through faith also Sarah. Now Sarah, I want you to get this. Sarah was 90 years old, and Abraham was 100 years old. And they had no children. And Sarah was barren. She could not have children. But God promised Abraham that he'd give him a son, and through that son, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And you know, he was having reference to Jesus Christ, the descendant of Isaac, the descendant of Abraham. He said, through her, he gave her strength to receive seed. That means he made it possible for her to become pregnant. And she gave birth to a child. The Bible says when she was past age, this would have been an impossibility without a miracle from God. And I want to tell you, there was a virgin that gave birth to a child. That was a miraculous birth. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and she conceived and brought forth Jesus Christ. And Jesus was the very Son of God. And Jesus is the one who has made possible an inheritance for us in that heavenly country over on the other side. And so I want to notice a little bit more of this. She was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. She had faith in what God could do. Therefore, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude. That's having reference to the literal descendants of Abraham through Isaac, you know, and Jacob. the children of Israel. And the Lord blessed them in a great way. But it said that these all died in the faith, not having received the promise, while they are still living down there in the land of Canaan. You know, they're still having to fight battles. They're having to fight enemies and pestilence and diseases and all of these things. They had lots of battles while they were living down there. But they're still living by faith. They had faith in the promise that God made. God said, I'm going to take you to a land. I'm going to give you an inheritance in a country, a heavenly country. And so he said they died in the faith, not having received the promise. But he said they seen it afar off. They seen it afar off. I'm telling you, it takes faith. You have to look by faith to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You have to look by faith to the cross of Calvary, to the place where Jesus paid your sin debt. You have to look by faith to the one who can forgive your sins. And so they look by faith. Now listen. They seen them afar off, and they were persuaded. That is, they were totally and completely convinced. They were convinced. Paul talks about being fully persuaded that God was able to keep that which he had committed unto him. That means totally and completely convinced. No doubt. I mean, that's faith. And they had faith. And they were persuaded. And the Bible said they embraced those promises. They put their arms around those promises. They depended on those promises. They didn't look to anything else, but they looked to the promises that God had made to them. And the Bible says this. Let me find it. They embraced them and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They confessed to God, you know, that they were strangers and pilgrims. And it says, they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me. In my mind, I can see this morning. I can see the angels of God. Come on, you all. Come on, this is a wonderful place. This is something you don't want to miss. This is a place that Jesus has made possible for you to come to and to enjoy the blessings of God throughout all eternity. Now, you may live out your life and you may die before, you know, Jesus comes back. But, oh, listen, I can see him coming. I can see him coming afar off in the vision of my mind through faith. I can see Jesus descending from heaven with the shout and the voice of the archangels and all the holy angels with him coming to get us and take us to that wonderful place that God has gone to prepare. And he said, and truly, if they'd have been mindful of where they come from, they'd have had an opportunity to go back. But they wasn't thinking about where they come from. They was thinking about where they were going. Do you know? It might be well to think about where you're going if you don't get saved. And it might be well for you to think about where you can go if you do get saved. You see, they could have turned around and went back to Mesopotamia, but there was nothing to go back to. The future was in, their blessings were in the future, not in the past. And there's nothing to go back to because it's all in front of us. Now he said, listen, but now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly country. A heavenly country. You see, that promise wasn't just a good place to live in this world. That promise was a good place to live in the world to come. And he said, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. A city. Somebody wrote a song about the pearly white city. Brother Ed White used to sing it. You all remember Brother Ed White singing Pearly White City? God had prepared for them a city. That city's Book of Revelation tells us a little bit about that city. John saw that city in a vision. He was on the Isle of Patmos, and he was in the Spirit, and the Lord showed him that heavenly city over there in that heavenly country. And that wonderful city, it's called a holy city. And nothing that defileth or maketh a lie will ever enter into that city. You know, I said we've had a good life in America. We still lock our doors when we go to bed at night, don't we? When we get to heaven, you won't have to lock your doors. Because there'll be no thieves up there. There'll be no liars, no drunkards, you know. There'll be nobody on dope. Oh, listen, I'm telling you. That place up there is going to be filled with people that are holy. They have been born from above, saved by the grace of God, have eternal life. God's going to say, I'm your God. I'm your God. You're my people. You're my people. You're my people because you have a citizenship in heaven. You were born from above. And you're my people. And he said, there won't be any death. I talked about the death of several people this morning. There won't be any death. There won't be any crying. There won't be any mourning. There won't be any sickness. There won't be any sorrow. Everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to be. That's the city. That's the city Abraham had his eyes focused on. Didn't have them focused on the past, but on the future, where he was going. No evil, no evil shall ever enter into that land. There will be no more curse, no more curse. What a land. Tis a land where we'll never grow old. That song says, in heaven, no drooping nor pining, nor wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. Somebody wrote a song, said, I'm going there and ain't nobody going to stop me. You know, I'm going there. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go too? Oh, Jesus made it possible for you to go. Can you see that? Can you see that possibility? Can you embrace the promise of God? You know, God does not lie. Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. God does not lie. Salvation is available to you. And you can come to Jesus and you can get saved. It's by God's grace. It's all by God's grace. It is the gift of God. It's not of works. Folks, I want you to be saved. I don't want you to miss heaven. If you miss heaven, it'd been better if you'd have never been born. I don't care how good your life has been. If you miss heaven, it would have been better if you'd have never been born. Because there is an eternity waiting. And if you're not prepared to go to heaven, there's only one place you can go. And you sure don't want to go there. You don't want to go to that place. The Bible said there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth there. But in heaven, there's joy. I'm going to close. There's a lot of things I thought I would say, but I didn't get them said. But I want us to stand, and I want us to have a song. If you feel the drawing power of the Holy Spirit today, I want you to come to Jesus. I want you to come to Him. You can find forgiveness. Your past will be gone. It makes no difference. You know, we read about people that have lived terrible lives. One, his name was Paul. He was a blasphemer. He was a murderer. He was a bad boy. But I want you to know when God forgave him of his sins, his past was gone. You can have a brand new start with the Lord. You can be free from sin, clear conscience, no condemnation, peace with God. You can have it today. It's available. Would you come to Jesus? Would you come to Jesus? Let's stand and let's sing.